Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the Hoosiers of Coach Kevin can't afford to stumble now after what it accomplished in breaking 3 weeks of non-productivity in the run game. Then here comes the Wildcat. Here comes All-American guard Dan Feeney. He's feeling lots better now since he's been back from concussion problems. Rutgers ahead, some payback due Saturday. Feeney's had another good week this week. We sat down and chatted about going forward now. Wildcat or no Wildcat for him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was trying to kind of shake the rust off, do whatever I could throughout the week, you know, getting conditioning level up, just seeing different looks, defense recognition, just getting back in the film room, just spending a lot of time seeing what they can do. So kind of just getting back to where I was and now moving forward. And for Coach Wilson, it was definitely a big-time move. Obviously, just keeping the defense honest, I don't think they really prepared for something like that all week, and kind of surprised them seeing a 280-pound back there. So definitely got to give it up to Nate T for kind of just hopping in there, kind of getting blessed by fire, getting in there and kind of accepting the whole offense, you know, kind of putting him in a leadership role, and I think he did a great job with it. I mean, I think it just keeps people honest, you know, kind of makes us multidimensional. You know, we can go spread, we can go wildcat, we can kind of do anything under the sun. A lot of it kind of, it's just our offense. We just kind of put a read on stuff, you know. So we'll do a power just with a read option on it, just to kind of, if the power's not working, just pull it out, read it, and go get it five easy yards or something like that. So
well, and that will be the case on Saturday. I mean, we're not going to come out in a wishbone or an I formation this week. All-American right guard Dan Feeney still irked about the Hoosiers surrendering that 19-point lead. Headed into last year's fourth quarter, which saw Rutgers score the final 19 points of the game and walk away with that 55-52 win. Payback time, Saturday starting at noon on the Big Ten Network. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here we go again tomorrow night. Same scenario, same opponent for Coach Mo's Purple and White, looking Friday for its third straight sectional title as they welcome in a familiar foe in Chris Barrett's Terre Haute North Patriots, a team who outgained them in total offense back in Week 7 when South held on for a 23-21 win. But now it's down to a four-game season. Win in advance, you hear it all the time, but it's about as, well, gospel as anything this time of year.
A win would get 10 wins, and you know that how many, you know, we're talking, this could be 3 years in a row that we've reached 10 wins or more. And when's the last time did that happen? And I know we're going for three in a row, but understand this, from 2001 through 2013 didn't win a sectional. So all those kids that played during those years graduated without one, so it has to be a big deal, you know. So if we can win three, I think that would be a huge accomplishment. I just try to impress upon them how big it is.
We go back to that first loss. Things are a little bit different. A year ago, you were 10-0.
Played two ranked 6A football teams. And they were ranked from week one until the end. We lost to one by 2 points, and we beat the other one. And I think two things is, I think it's given us a lot of confidence. And then the other thing is, we're not have the pressure on us now of being undefeated. And what people don't realize is, that's a lot. I don't think it's not always the best thing to go into the tournament undefeated. It really isn't. What we're trying to do is win now. We're not trying to stay undefeated. We're just trying to win in advance.
Panther head football coach Mo Moriarty, healthiest the club has been in all season. Huff Memorial tomorrow night. Chalk Talk at 6:30. John Callahan, Dave Novak with the coverage and kick at 7 o'clock. The winner faces either Floyd Central or Castle a week from tomorrow night in the regional. I'm Joe Smith.